Welcome back to Inside Agriculture for December 11th, 2019. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. Well, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Tuesday morning announced a win for workers and Democrats, saying that they had reached an agreement with the Trump administration to move forward with the USMCA trade agreement. Pelosi says the agreement is infinity better than what was initially proposed to the administration.
This is a day we've all been working to and working for on the path to yes. We were in range for a while, but until we could cross a certain threshold of enforcement for our workers' rights, for environment, and for the prescription drug issue, as you know, they were three of the areas that we had put out there.
North Dakota Senator John Hoeven released a statement after hearing that the Democrats were finally going to move forward with the USMCA.
It's good that the House is finally moving forward with USMCA, and we just hope they move it quickly here and get it over to the Senate so that we can get it passed for our farmers and ranchers and the other sectors of our economy.
But not everything was positive in the news for the USMCA on Tuesday. According to the USA Today, after weeks of blaming Democrats for delaying President Trump's renegotiated trade deal with Canada and Mexico, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday that he would delay the deal even further.
So let me start by telling you what won't happen between now and the end of next week. We will not be doing USMCA in the Senate between now and the end of next week. That'll have to come up in all likelihood right after the trial is finished in the Senate. And we'll be working with the House to make sure that the various time requirements are met.
The upper Midwest has been battling some frigid temperatures and some snow over the last week or so. Brad Rippey, the USDA meteorologist, has the latest National Weather Service outlook for the third week of December.
Takes us all the way out to the period from December 17th through the 23rd. Kind of an interesting forecast. We are looking at much of the country will be experiencing not only warmer than normal, but wetter than normal weather. That's pretty typical for midwinter, or as you move into winter, when you get the mild weather, it comes with moisture. So a lot of areas are going to be experiencing some form of precipitation, but relatively mild conditions. Exceptions to that, parts of the plains, especially the northern and central plains, may be a little bit on the dry side, but it's pretty typically a dry time of year there. And so they could actually welcome some drier weather across the northern plains. And then in terms of cold conditions, most of the chilly weather should be confined to valley locations across the west. Areas, especially if they have snow cover, tend to radiate and get cold air trapped in them this time of year. So the Great Basin eastward into Utah could be on the cold side. Most of the remainder of the country should be quite mild for this time of year.
You're listening to Inside Agriculture.